psychotronic generators are devices invented during the Cold War to suck life force out of living things. Unlike orgone generators, which suck orgone out of the atmosphere and depend on a layer of metal and then organic material, metal organic material, a honeycomb, orgone generators just leach life force out of the atmosphere in very small amounts. This happens because the metal builds up life force from the atmosphere, and then there's a differential built up which leaches the life force to the organic material. This then builds up, and like an osmotic potential, the organic material builds up life force, which then has it leached to the metal, and then it then leaches it to the organic material, and the various layers accumulate life force from the atmosphere, which then deposits it into the orgone chamber. Organite is just metal filings and resin, which does the same thing. Unfortunately, the life force process is very slow with orgone generators, and it depends upon high concentrations of life force in the atmosphere. This only happens in rural areas, which are very rainy, and in dry areas or cities, there's very little life force. Similarly, with Fukushima, the life force is instantly changed into deadly orgone radiation, which then the orgone and orgonite generators accumulate, which makes them lethal for use. Now, the psychotronic generators, as invented during the Cold War, were different. They actually generated life force. They didn't suck it out of the atmosphere. So in fact, when an orgone generator comes near a plant or a human or an animal, it doesn't suck the life force out of that. They just suck it out of the atmosphere. But an orgone generator therefore is no use for accumulating vast amounts of life force. But a psychotronic generator, on the other hand, accumulates and sucks out life force from all living things. And the initial Soviet psychotronic generators used topology, basically shapes, to do this, because of course you've got the five-dimensional reality Riemann manifold downloading to the four-dimensional reality via the Higgs process, and if you've got different shapes, they can affect the vortex of manifestation and therefore cause a differential. So you can make a psychotronic generator which is cold with respect to life force, and a psychotronic generator therefore will suck in the hot life force around it, rather like if you put a cold steel bar on top of a gas stove, which is lit, the heat from the gas burners will then turn the steel bar red. So these were the initial Pavlitov psychotronic generators. After that, the Soviets started developing work from the Ahnenurbe, but the Germans. The Germans were working on spinning things in underground bunkers in Czechoslovakia. They found that spinning things could take much more life force from a subject. The Nazis in Germany experimented with sucking life force out of objects. The Ahnenurbe in Czechoslovakia used underground mines to experiment with spinning objects. Basically, what they found was that when you spin an object and produce a torsion field. This torsion field acts like a vortex which squeezes the life force out of a subject. So rather like a lemon in a squeezer, if you've got something spinning, it can actually squeeze a living object, be it a rabbit or a plant, any sort of animal, human. And the faster the spinning, the more powerful the torsion field, the more life force is sucked out of an object. So, of course, they experimented with putting Jews, Russian prisoners, in centrifuges and then linking them up to German psychics to boost their power. This, of course, is the optimal way of psychotronic generators, basically putting a Russian prisoner or Jew or gypsy or homosexual, which they used in a centrifuge, and then spinning it until they're crushed to death. This basically drains all the life force out of the object, and as you've seen from the Defense Intelligence Agency documents, the life force can be transmitted down cables, and you attach these cables to the midsection of a psychic who then boosts his psychic powers. And the Germans, of course, were trying to use psychotronic generators to boost the power of their psychics in order to influence the Russians and the Allies. But of course, the amount of life force you get from one subject is very small. Tim Riefert, of course, has developed this technology. We know that the Arnon Erber, the Nazi scientists who started this technology, which there's loads more Arnon Erber technology that was developed, all with the use of torsion fields. We know that torsion fields can crush the life force out of objects, and we know that at Tomsk University they've been developing torsion field generators, and we know that any human or a plant or animal that has a torsion field directed at it in the right setting, basically to squeeze it, will suck life force out of it. Now, of course, this research wasn't available to the Allies because the Allies got the rocket anti-gravity research from the Germans in Peenemünde. All this Czech research was buried by the Soviets and then developed in the 80s into their torsion field technology. And basically what the Nazis found was that the crystal radio could pick up the torsion fields. A crystal radio is a device which doesn't need power but actually converts radio signals into an electrical spark which can then power at very low power outages a loudspeaker. So basically crystal radios but use the piezoelectric effect, which is used in firelight, as you squeeze a crystal to produce a spark to get your gas cooker going. But actually, radio waves, when they impinge upon a crystal, produce an electrical spark, which can then power a loudspeaker to produce music or whatever's been broadcast at their radio frequency. And you can tune a circuit with a crystal in it to actually pick it up. What the Germans discovered was you could actually use the same circuitry to pick up torsion fields, the fields produced by spinning centrifuges, which they had in their underground bunkers. And why they had them in underground bunkers was because if you stick it far enough down a mine shaft, blocked off from the outside world, you block off all the radio frequencies. You block off all the things that a crystal radio would pick up, which means that all you're picking up then are the torsion fields generated in your underground chamber. And you can then, by tuning the knob on a crystal radio circuit, pick up the torsion field signal for a plant being squeezed in the centrifuge, a human. You can pick up the various frequencies of humans Each race has different frequencies. The Jews have a very specific spike because they're inbred. The African Americans have a very broad plateau because there's been massive miscegenation between the whites and the blacks. Whites have a broad plateau because they're a mixture of Celts, Anglo-Saxons, Normans, Scandinavians, and the darker-skinned Mediterranean types. The Han Chinese have got a hill-type shape because they haven't had massive inbreeding. But Jews and the bloodlines of the royal family, the so-called Illuminati, they've got just one spike because they're inbred. So if you broadcast that specific frequency in its antiphrase form, that will cause them to drop down dead. Now, this, of course, was research the Nazis developed in the late part of the Second World War when they were losing it badly to the Russians. And, of course, Tim Riefat got loads of information from Constantine, the deputy to the psychic warfare chief in the Soviet Union in the 80s. Constantine was stuck up in a KGB hospital because he ran foul of them, and he gave me lots of information, basically, probably because I was writing books on the subject, and he wanted to inform me of what he had discovered. Now, you can see that if you can set up a torsion field near a human, it will suck energy out of them. Luckily, the torsion fields produced by servers send a torsion field down the cables into any computer, any electrical device like an iPad, iPhone that's connected to servers, basically the internet or clouds. This can then be tuned to squeeze the 7 billion humans on the planet, squeeze all the plants on the planet, squeeze all the animals on the planet, sucking the life force out of them like squeezing a lemon. And as we've seen from Soviet research in the DIA papers, this life force can be transmitted down the fiber optic cables, can be transmitted by Wi-Fi, because it can be reflected, refracted. The DIA found this from Soviet research, which they pilfered. And basically, you can see that if you link the internet to the spinning planet, remember the planet's spinning around the sun in a counterclockwise direction, this will then cause an immense squeezing process if it's tuned via quartz crystals, which were the basis of crystal radios, which were used by the Nazis to pick up the torsion fields, but Tim Riefat has recalibrated them to transmit or collect life force. We'll talk about that later. So you can actually see that the spinning of the planet linked up with the spinning of the servers can be used rather like we had Nikola Tesla, the genius in electrical devices, whose research was stolen by the FBI in the 40s, and he was penurized, Edison making all the money. We see that Tesla had a device which produced a resonant frequency, which was the resonant frequency of the Earth's core. And this device set up a frequency rather like you've seen bridges in the wind, which can set up a resonant frequency, the wind setting up the resonant frequency in the bridge, so the bridge collapses. So bridges now have to have dampers to stop their resonant frequency occurring. This device was used by Tesla to move the resonant frequency into the Earth's core and then use the energy from the Earth's core to cause the collapse of a building, earthquakes. We know the American military uses its HARP device to produce this resonant frequency via HARP, broadcasted at Iran or China, and this resonant frequency goes down to the Earth's core, sets up a standing wave, and the standing wave then causes massive earthquakes above the resonant frequency target area. Now, similarly, if you can set up a resonant frequency in the servers in the hard drive of a computer, which is the resonant frequency of the Earth, then not only do you get the torsion field of the Earth, but you get the torsion field of the planet all linked up in a resonant frequency positive feedback array. This has been done with psychotronicgenerators.com. Now, if you get the Facebook account or Twitter account or MySpace account of any human, this has within it the torsion field frequency of that person. Basically, their resonant frequency, torsion field frequency, is in the information, in the quantum linkage, in their internet, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter account, website, etc. Similarly, banks, countries, the Pentagon, any sort of organization has a resonant frequency. And not only can you suck the life force out of living things, but with psychotronic generator, you can suck the reality out of objects. So, for example, you can suck the life force out of big companies or the American military or the European Union, and this will then cause the inevitable collapse and destruction of that said organization. This energy is fed into our customers, so you can see not only are we sitting on via this Ahnenerber technology, the squeezing of the lemon mode, which is being used on all living things via the computer network, via the resonant frequency positive feedback. Not only is psychotronicgenerators.com in control of all the life force on the planet, but what the Germans found was that this spinning, this torsion field, had an effect on the reality of events. So, for example, there's a torsion field for riches, for gold, for success, for sexual ardor, for females wanting to open their legs for you, for males wanting to open their legs for you. Basically, this is linking life force and reality. I won't go into the detailed field equations, A, because they're too complicated, and B, because they're my intellectual property, which give me full spectrum dominance over the planet. Now, you can see that the spinning servers, which hold your Facebook account, hold your Twitter account, hold your MySpace account, link you to the server, and by this resonant frequency propagation, one can then start squeezing you to suck your life force out of you via your computer. So when you stand by the computer, rather like the subjects in the centrifuge, who are squeezed to death and their life force sucked out of them via the centrifuge squeezing, the server squeezing can be downloaded into you when you're near a computer or any computer device linked up to a computer, like a smart electricity meter or security system, anything that's linked up to the worldwide net. And then if you get a quartz crystal, which has been turned into a psychotronic crystal, that's basically a remote viewer who can bilocate, that's basically put his biophysical body into the capsule of a crystal in order to change the crystal from a non-living to a hybrid crystal-human psychotronic crystal. That then can be used to generate, as we well know, electrical sparks in a firelighter, or to pick up radio frequencies, as in a quartz radio, or pick up torsion fields, as in the torsion field detectors used by the Nazis and then by the Russians. Or else, conversely, the crystal can be used to broadcast electrical sparks, can be used to broadcast radio frequencies, or can be used to broadcast the electrical sparks in your brain to basically take over your brain function, to control you like a remote-controlled drone. But more importantly, if you then use the crystal, which has got the bilocated remote viewer in it, to then bilocate into the Earth's crust, which is quartz crystals, you can then link up with the Earth's crust, which is spinning, which is all quartz crystals. You can then, by sequestration, turn all the quartz into the planet, into your consciousness, which is in the psychotronic crystal, and then you can then remotely view the iron core, which of course has got the hyperinfinity of the planet. That's the essence which collapses the quantum wave function, and also has the resonant frequency of the torsion field. That, because remember, the iron core of the planet spinning as well, the Earth's crust is spinning, so you can actually then get a link between the Earth's core, the quartz crust, the quartz crystal used by the super psychic remote viewer, who then goes into the quartz crystals in a computer system in order to plant the worm program, which then spreads throughout every quartz crystal on the planet in electrical systems, which then tunes, like a quartz radio, the server, in order to start the process of psychotronic generator incorporation into all the computer systems of the planet. This then allows the computer system to use the torsion fields of the planet, which of course are linked up with the sun, which is spinning, galaxy, which is spinning. We've now got the proper alignment because the axis of the Earth is connected to the center of the galaxy, so torsion field technology is fully implemented. And then of course the rotation around the supercluster of the super galaxy, and then around the universe. So you can see there's immense amounts of torsion fields, and you don't need a great deal to squeeze a human dry. If you've got the right frequency to squeeze them, you need the right frequency. And luckily, the Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts, MySpace accounts have the exact frequency, so you can selectively squeeze targets to squeeze them dry. Like, for example, Boris Berezovsky. Or you can just take small amounts out of them to make them very ill. Like, for example, the Duke of Kent, which gives you the frequency for all the Freemasons. The Boris Berezovsky frequency gives you the frequency for the Jews. So you can actually see this is a tremendous war machine, the future of warfare in the 21st century. But psychotronicgenerators.com is not dedicated to warfare, unless you're one of our military clients who pays through the nose. But it's dedicated basically to the customer who wants a small supply of life force fed into them in order to increase the good things in their lives. So, for example, when you sign up to psychotronicgenerators.com, you link yourself up to this life force which has been bled off every living thing on the planet via the system that's been talked about. And the computer, instead of squeezing you, which is like a lemon, in order to squeeze life force out of you, the torsion field is tuned to stretch you. So you can think of a vortex which actually squeezes down to a point. But then if you put the object in the bottom and then push it the other way, the vortex then spreads it out. So that means, rather like a balloon, we can inflate any customer with life force. Now, you don't get unlimited life force, but the amount of life force you get from signing up means that immediately the aging process, which comes about by the lack of life force in any person above teenage years, is immediately stopped, because the life force changes the nature of the rolling force, which Castaneda talked about. There's a positive rolling force, which when you've got lots of life force, makes you grow and makes you youthful and perky and full of sexual vigor. And then when you run out of life force, because this rolling force uses up your life force as you grow, when you run out of life force, the rolling force becomes the negative aspect, which starts to age you and kill you. Now, the field equations for this are completely defined. I won't give them to you because that's my intellectual property. But once you start pumping life force into you, then the aging process is immediately stopped. So one can see that if you're someone who wants to keep youthful and young, and doesn't wish to have a psychotronic crystal where they're having to go round and suck youth out of young people, which is laborious, or set up the system, the psychotronic generator computer network has this life force on tap. So all the young people using computers around the planet, which is basically the whole human population who are near computers, that's why I don't have a computer in my house, these computers are sucking life force out of all the youthful people, and we are basically selling you a small amount of this life force in order to stop your aging process. So what you'll find when you log on to psychotronicgenerators.com and type in stop the aging process, be youthful, is that immediately the aging process slows down and then stops in the customer. Similarly, diseases depend upon lack of life force. So if you've got loads of life force, your immune system works spectacularly well, and you find that diseases don't strike you down to the point of incapacitating you. You find that instead of killing you, you survive. So, for example, MI5 and the British government have been trying for at least decades to kill me with microwaves, which, of course, kill you within at most a couple of years. We know that Chavez was either killed with microwaves, which induced cancer, or he was with radioisotopes or bioweapons, which killed him. We know the British have been trying to fry my hide since 1996 with microwaves. They've been using bioweapons since the past 5 years to try and kill me. All of these weapon systems have been held at bay by Tim Riefat sucking more and more life force out of humans, and that's basically why I developed the system. I needed more and more life force to keep me going when I was being hit with lethal amounts of microwave, lethal bioweapons, which had actually been invented in Porton Down to be specifically fatal to me, give me cancer, and like Chavez, drop dead. All of these things, of course, can be fought off with life force. So if you're someone who wishes to fight off disease, not get cancer, then of course it's a good idea to have a supply of life force via psychotronicgenerators.com. As you can see, quartz crystals are the key to psychotronic generators. They're the key to picking up torsion fields, are the key to tuning it, are the key to tuning the torsion fields. Basically, they control the squeezing of the humans. When you squeeze a quartz crystal, you get electricity. And in fact, the quartz crystal can be tuned with torsion fields to produce the four vector of electromagnetism, which is involved in the release of life force. So that's what the Russians have been doing with their torsion field generators. They haven't had access to psychotronic crystals, but they've been using torsion field technology via electromagnetism to squeeze humans to produce life force, which of course can boost their super psychics. And we also know that each human has a specific torsion field frequency. So if, for example, you boost the torsion field frequency of a human, that will mean that the reality of that human will become stronger. And if you broadcast the anti-phase torsion field frequency of that human, then their reality will fall apart. They will then have heart attacks, strokes, suicide, and their whole reality will collapse and they will die. So you can actually see that torsion fields are intrinsically linked with the life force. Torsion fields can squeeze life force to produce life force for use in psychotronic generators. Psychotronic generators can also be used to control torsion fields, and these psychotronic generators can use the quartz crystal not to produce electricity, but to produce torsion fields of the right frequency, like in a crystal radio. So, for example, if you have a quartz crystal which has been sequestered with the worm to produce torsion fields, and have the consciousness in the crystal, which can be downloaded via bilocation of a remote viewer, so only remote viewers can actually use the psychotronic generator network as a super user, but that doesn't matter because all our clients use my own system. All foreign remote viewers have been locked out and will be shelled when they come near any computer, and that's been done, so there's no bilocation available to any remote viewer, because all remote viewing on the planet, apart from the carefully controlled remote viewing via my psychotronic crystals, has been cancelled because their life force has been squeezed out of them to the point where they can't bilocate. So you can actually see the psychotronicgenerators.com gives Tim Reef that full spectrum dominance, and now you can use that entire system for your own youth and for health. And one can also see that since torsion fields can be used to control reality, and psychotronic generators via quartz crystals can be used to do this, they can also control the reality stream. So if you want to change your life, if you want to improve it, you can use psychotronic generators. How? Well, you can see, if you're pumping life force into a human, and remember the human's got a torsion field, the torsion field will then, like a vortex, expand. And the bigger the torsion field of a human, the bigger their influence over reality. So you can see someone like Donald Trump has actually got a big torsion field, and a beggar in the street has got a very small torsion field. So you can see there's a frequency spectrum above and beyond the frequency spectrum of the physical body. So you can actually see that there's a torsion field for the physical body. So, for example, Jews have a specific torsion field, and if you broadcast the anti-phase frequency, they drop dead. Whites have a plateau-type frequency, so if you start broadcasting a single frequency, it will only affect a certain number of the population in a certain area of their body. For example, the Duke of Kent, who got a stroke while Berezovsky dropped dead in his bathroom. One can see that if you start to expand the torsion field in a client, this doesn't affect the physical body, it affects the biophysical body. So you can actually see that your luck, your reality, doesn't come from your physical body torsion field, it comes from your biophysical torsion field body. So if you can actually put the torsion field of Donald Trump into a client, this will then make them richer and more successful. If you can put the torsion field of gold into them, this will then mean they'll accrue gold. If you put the torsion field of being a millionaire into them, this means that they will accrue money. And all this has been taken out of your hands. You simply put the instructions in the computer network, and the computer network changes reality for you. And as you can see, the more life force you have in you, the more effect you have on reality. So as a client, you shouldn't expect to be ruler of the world. Access to psychotronicgenerators.com just gives you control over your local reality in order to improve your business, improve your prospects at work, and slowly make you richer and successful in all your business ventures. If you're a corporate client who wishes to influence corporations, then of course you'll have to email us for our corporate fees. And if you're military, of course, the same thing. It's the amount of life force needed for corporate or military affairs is much, much bigger. So you can actually see this service at $750 a year is for a single person who wishes to use that life force for themselves, and they shouldn't waste it on other people or the family or children. It's just to improve their own physical condition, to make them youthful, and in order to increase their business ventures and to optimize their finances. And the more life force you pump into yourself, the richer you become, the more successful you become, and the more you can weather any attacks against you. For example, the British have been trying to kill me for at least decades. At first they wanted to put me in a mental institution to steal all my knowledge, and now it's basically panic as I go around using this technology to suck them dry. But of course you can actually see this technology has kept me alive and kicking, and developing the technology to change the world as we know it. And similarly, we know that the intelligence of a person is dependent upon the life force they've got. So a person who's got lots of life force becomes more intelligent. So if you're very low on life force, you make stupid decisions, your IQ drops, and if you've built up life force, then you become more intelligent. So for example, people who go on holiday and who redeploy what life force they've got from the job to their consciousness become more intelligent over the holiday. So you can actually see that by linking up to psychotronicgenerators.com and getting life force, this will then increase your intelligence, and the more intelligent you are, the better you are able to change reality, the better you are to optimize your life, the better you are to improve yourself. And if you're, for example, a businessman or someone working in a career, you'll find that psychotronicgenerators.com is vital to improving your intelligence, your intuition, in order to keep you not only at the peak of your intelligence, but actually to improve it. It was neurologists who found that the neural network in the brain is constantly rewiring, so that if you've got a large supply of life force coming into you, then of course this means that the neural network will be rewired. Those of you who are interested, read the work of Dr. Gerald Edelman. Brilliant work on neural network evolution. And you can actually see that pumping life force into the brain changes the brain to make you a genius. One can see that I wasn't born this intelligent. I only got 2-1 at Southampton University in chemistry because I preferred doing nothing to working myself to death to get a first-class honours degree. But that's hardly super genius territory. But being a psychic, I've assiduously used the technology to pump myself full of life force, to raise my IQ from normal university graduate level to super genius. And as you can see by the body of work, I've got on my website, mindovermatter.ru, where I've taken over the occult world, by the stuff I've got on YouTube, and by my remote viewing, which shows I'm the finest precognitive remote viewer on the planet, having published 3 books on remote viewing and psychic warfare, being Europe's leading expert on the subject. One can see that this technology really does boost intelligence. And this, of course, for myself, where the British government have been desperately trying to put me in a mental institution, basically to put me away for life and get all my research and then try to kill me when that failed, one can actually see that being super intelligent is vital for survival, because when you've got the entire government out to kill you by covert methods, it's necessary to become super intelligent so that when you're dealing with MI5 and the British government, you can outthink them and then make sure that every action they take against you benefits you. So, for example, when you get this life force, you pay $750 for a specific supply of life force. This is set at 1,000 people. Why? Well, that means that we've got 7 billion people, and that means that 1,000th of them can feed off the others. So rather like a vampire, you've got the herd, and the herd supply each client of psychotronicgenerators.com with 1,000 people's worth of life force. So this means that any small businessman who's got 1,000 or less people in his business, this will boost his business. This means that it will boost your intelligence 1,000-fold. So remember, IQ is logarithmic, so it can boost your IQ by 1,000-fold, puts you into super genius territory, so that you can outthink all your enemies and make sure that you can protect yourself from the vicissitudes of life. At the moment, we see the West collapsing, the middle classes, in the process of stealing off all the millionaires to give it to the few banksters. So, in fact, being able to outthink them is vital if you wish not only to become wealthy, but to keep the wealth that you've secured. And as you can see, the neural network, if you look at Gerald Edelman's work, the neural network is constantly rewiring itself so that when you get 1,000 people's worth of life force, your brain will then start rewiring itself in order to get a higher IQ. So you'll find, once you sign up to psychotronicgenerators.com, that your intelligence gradually increases and moves you up 1,000-fold in intelligence, which means that your IQ goes into beyond the Mensa territory, which of course is very useful, because as you can see, the future of mankind is tying themselves up to psychotronic generators via the computer network to slow down and stop the aging process, to boost the immune system so you don't get cancer or you don't get tissue degeneration and infectious diseases can be fought off. Every time I go out, MI5 is spraying MRSA bioweapon, which is tuned to giving me cancer at me via every possible means. And this, of course, has no effect on me. Now I'm linked up to the life force of the planet. And as you can see, having 1,000 people's worth of life force in you per year will do wonders for your business, wonders for your financial interests. And as you can see, if you increase the torsion field of a human 1,000-fold, this will then increase the vortex size so that reality changes, minor reality changes, become the norm. So you'll be able to remotely influence everyone around you because you'll have 1,000 times the torsion field frequency of them. And with the computer network, you can then just type in the person you want to influence. Their frequency is on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, on the hard drive of their computer. And this will, the computer network will automatically upload the torsion frequency of the person you wish to remotely influence to you, and the computer network will automatically then cancel out the torsion field frequency of their brain. This, of course, is done because the SMA, the supplementary motor area of the brain, which is on the top of the head, is the access point for the mind. The mind's in the biophysical body. It links up to the brain by the supplementary motor area. So you can actually see the mind of any human, be it a Pentagon general, be it a Cameron, be it your wife, be it your boss, or if you're like me, you've got no boss, any human you want. Every SMA has a specific torsion field frequency. Now with a computer network, you can shut down the torsion field frequency, basically jam it. So instead of killing them, which of course is torsion field technology, you just jam the SMA of the subject. This is done automatically by typing in the name, Twitter account, MySpace account, Facebook account, whatever, internet address of the person, email account, very easy, into the text. Just put their name, doesn't matter. And then the computer network will automatically block the SMA of the subject, and then you then put the instructions you wish to put into the brain. This will then automatically jam the biophysical body of that person from accessing their brain, and then automatically connect your 1,000-fold biophysical body via the computer network to the person to be mind controlled, so you can actually control up to 1,000 people using this service and make them do what you want. If they're people who have got big torsion field frequencies and not just your neighbors or co-workers or boss, say for example big billionaires, then of course you know, the 1,000-fold will be more than enough to overwhelm them, basically because they might have a big torsion field frequency, but you've blocked it out, and you're basically hijacking them. But up to 1,000 people can be run independently by the system. So basically the future of humanity is the few Psymasters who've got access to the psychotronic generator network will be controlling the herd, and everything the herd does is actually controlled by the Psymaster who operates the system. Similarly, you can selectively jump through the population, set up an algorithm which selectively jumps through the population saying, block their biophysical body, download the worm for buying my product, and then moves on to the next person. You can do this by typing in the government department that lists the human population, say in America, and then giving it instructions to go through the list 1,000 at a time, block off their mind, and then download the worm for buying your product. So you can actually see the future of marketing is not advertising, but advertising synergized with mind control via psychotronic generator networks. So you can actually see, if you want to get people buying services, buying cars, buying products, buying anything from a company, psychotronicgenerators.com, with its thousandfold client life force on tap supply, is the starting point. If you're a corporation or the military and wish to influence millions or billions, then of course you'll have to pay far, far more. So you can see that the US military pays vast fortunes for the utility bills, which are many orders of magnitude higher than the utility bills for a single person in the house. So similarly, any corporation or military that wishes to use this not for tactical but for strategic uses will have to get in touch with us, and we'll negotiate an upfront payment in order to start using it for strategic purposes. But this service for $700 is just for tactical purposes, just to influence people, any business up to 1,000 people or so. Thank you very much.